It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the weekend. Got a brand new month too, November 1st, and by Tuesday, voting will be underway. Mail-ins, by the way, just to reiterate, if you didn't get your mail-in ballot mailed in by yesterday, they're suggesting you do so in person in Allegheny County. There are 10 mail-in drop boxes. You can go to their website to find out the exact locations, and it has to be you dropping it off. And if you have mitigating circumstances, they will have someone come to you. And this hour, last hour, I want to thank Sam Hens-Grieco from the Democratic Party here in Allegheny County and Sam DeMarco from the Republican Party in Allegheny County, just hearing both sides as we get into this election weekend. And joining us now is an old colleague, a friend. You know him very well, Ron Klink, spent many years KDK television back in the day, four-term United States congressman from 1993 to 2001, and is a senior policy advisor and has been in the political world for a long time now. Ron Klink, good morning.
Larry, Richard, it's so good to hear your voice again over the phone. It's been a long time. And every time I talk to you, I have to apologize for that dunking tank incident, which we'll talk about some other time.
Yeah, well, short story, we were at an event, and I was the first guy in the dunk tank, and Ron was the first one to throw, and on the first pitch, he hit the bullseye. So good for you.
Yeah, well, but you also, there was a problem with it. They had a bolt holding the tank together when you cut your hand badly. And all of a sudden, not only did Larry go into the dunk tank, but this flush of crimson blood came up in the water. We were all aghast. They had to sew your hand back together. I will never get over feeling badly about that, Larry.
I don't blame you for that, Ron. It's all good, brother. Here we are. So once again, this is an opportunity, and next hour we'll talk to someone from the Republican Party who spent time in Congress as well. But this is your opportunity, and I know you've, as a congressman working in Washington at the highest levels, but being away from that part of your active duty, so to speak, the divisiveness of these elections is so palpable. It has so many people just so anxious, regardless of the outcome. Have you ever seen it like this before? Yeah.
Well, there's a divisiveness. You know, there are the enemies of the United States, and it's been shown before that Russia and other people have really been putting out a lot of misinformation, mostly on social media, trying to divide Americans. And it's worked to an extent. But in one respect, I've never seen people more united. And when I say this, when you take a look at the vast number of Republicans currently elected, past elected, those who have been in the former Trump White House, all uniting with Democrats to support Kamala Harris. So we have a divisiveness within our community, and it's bad, and I hope we can heal that up. But on the other hand, Republicans, independents, Democrats all coming together saying that this is too dangerous of a situation. We can't put someone as unhinged as Donald Trump back in the White House again. Things have gotten so much more dangerous than they were when he was elected in 2016. We've got more things going on internationally. Trump has shown in the past how much he abhors coalitions. With what's going on in the Middle East, with what's going on, and now Korean troops going in, being brought into the Ukraine-Russian conflict. There's a divisiveness and a dangerousness going on globally. And yesterday, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Republican movie star and the Republican governor of California, came out and joined his voice in those in support of Kamala Harris, too. So we're seeing a lot of folks across the political spectrum. I mean, I never thought I'd be on the same side as Dick Cheney and his daughter, who, by the way, Liz Cheney, yesterday, Trump was so unhinged, he called for her execution. We've just leapt into an area, Larry, of complete disbelief that somebody could get away with talking the way that the former president has been talking over the last weeks and months.
We're with Ron Klink, former United States Congressman. And Ron, that said, what do you attribute to people who just dismiss all those things and it's all just one lump of conspiracy, or you forget about that? It's about policy. How do you explain people dismissing all those things?
I think that people are getting misinformation, and they're it used to be back in the day. You talked about there at the Big K how you have both Republicans and Democrats on, and you adhere to the former fairness doctrine. People now listen only to the side that gives them affirmation and not information, and so they're getting a lot of misinformation. One of the things that strikes me, Larry, is that I grew up in Somerset County. The rural counties around Pennsylvania probably are not going to vote as much for the Harris-Walz ticket as they should. I'll tell you, talk about Somerset County. Donald Trump put $0 into Somerset County during his 4 years. I know because I was part of putting this together that the Harris-Biden administration put together $174 million just to complete Route 219, which has been started when I was in knee pants back in the 1960s under the Appalachian Redevelopment Program. So, the Biden and Harris have gone into rural areas where they know they're not getting a lot of votes, but it's the right thing to do to build up that infrastructure. And literally billions of dollars have gone into suburban and rural counties in Pennsylvania. Just take a look at the construction projects around. So they're putting dollars into where it's going to change people's lives for generations. And yet people are responding to misinformation that they're getting wherever it is on social media, that they're getting this misinformation, and they're not really voting their own best interest. If they took a look at who's made investments in their community, who's building the highway system, sewers, water, who's coming in and rebuilding the infrastructure, which, if you remember, Donald Trump, during his presidency, had infrastructure week every week and never built a damn thing. But the one thing coming out of COVID, not only defeating COVID, Biden-Harris administration put us back as a healthy nation physically. They put us back emotionally, put us back to rebuild the country, and most importantly, economically. The United States, the Economist, a global magazine based in England on basically economic process, who have endorsed in the past many Republicans and some Democrats, today a universal endorsement saying that her economic policies and defense policies are best endorsed. Kamala Harrison had scathing things to say if Trump should get back into the White House again. So I think we just need to follow where people who know these candidates best are leading us. Take a look at those who worked with Donald Trump in the White House, his own cabinet officials, people, his own vice president, people in his administration. They're the ones issuing the harshest warnings against letting him anywhere near the nuclear codes of the presidency again.
Ron Klink, former United States Congressman and colleague at KDK Television. I appreciate your time this morning, Ron. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll see what happens Tuesday into Wednesday.
Larry, I'm just glad you still talk to me.
I still talk to you. All right.
Take
have a good
my
weekend.
Friend. You
All
got
right.
It.
Thank you. Ron Klink. And yeah, we anchor man of KDK TV. And again in the...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.